We now know Gabby Petito's official cause of death, but of course, so many questions still remain about this case. News Asian correspondent Brian Enten has been covering the story from the very beginning. He's live tonight for us again in Northport, Florida. So, Brian, we know you had a chance to speak one-on-one with the coroner, but we're also, again, not really hearing much from the Laundrie family tonight.
Yeah, Nicole, the Laundries are still pretty much silent. The dad actually came out today. We tried asking him questions again. It was an interesting scene today. You're going to see that in a moment. But one person who was talking was the Teton County coroner. He had that news conference yesterday, and then today we were able to get a one-on-one interview with him where he further explained Gabby's cause of death. Brian Laundrie's dad, Christopher Laundrie, was up bright and early this morning mowing his lawn.
Is there anything you want to say to Brian, sir? If he's watching, is there anything you want to say?
One day after the coroner confirmed Gabby Petito died of strangulation, we wanted to give Mr. Laundrie the opportunity to say something, but he stayed quiet.
Is there anything you want people to know? I mean, you and Roberta haven't said anything.
Teton County, Wyoming coroner Dr. Brent Blue signed off on Gabby Petito's official cause of death.
Dr. Blue, you said yesterday that the cause of death was manual strangulation, throttling. Can you explain what that means, especially the throttling part?
Throttling generally means that it was done with human hands as opposed to an instrument. It doesn't necessarily have to be, but manual strangulation basically means that it was not done with equipment.
How do you determine that?
Well, it's determined by the nature of the injuries around the neck.
Dr. Blue says he's not allowed to get into Gabby's specific injuries because of the ongoing FBI investigation. He says her body was discovered nearly a month after she was killed.
What sort of challenges are involved in an autopsy when a body, as you described yesterday, has been out in the wild for 3 to 4 weeks?
In a situation where any body is out in the outside, whether it's exposed to the elements and insects and animals, there is various forms of decomposition, and that decomposition usually runs a very specific course.
And Dr. Blue confirmed that there was DNA and toxicology testing, but he said at this point, because of the investigation, he could not elaborate further. He did talk about a lot of other things, though, including comments that he made yesterday about domestic violence. He cleared those up with me. We'll have all of that coming up later on News Nation. Nicole?